bodily exercise and godly living. I had someone in the medical field tell me that 25 to 30 minutes of vigorous exercise would be equivalent to a medical prescription for high blood pressure. And while the Bible does say that bodily exercise does profit, it says that it only profits a little. Let's read what it says. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 4:8, New King James Version. Think about this. Bodily exercise will profit you only for a while, temporarily in this life. But godliness will not only profit you in this life, but also in the life hereafter. What a statement! So what is godliness? Godliness, or godly, in the Old Testament, is a word that is often rendered saints. It indicated people who were recipients of God's grace, and who showed in their lives the impact of that grace. 1 Samuel 2:9, 2 Chronicles 6:41, Psalm 4:3, and Proverbs 2:8. In the New Testament, godliness could be defined as God-likeness, God-fearing, holy, right conduct in regard to God, a lover of God, to be devoted to God, doing that which is well-pleasing to Him. Godliness, or a godly person, is one who has restructured their life around Jesus and is living their life as a disciple of Jesus, worshiping the Lord and doing good works, 1 Timothy 2:10 and Ephesians 2:10. The medical profession is trained to treat symptoms of the body, but who is trained to relieve the symptoms of man's soul? Only Jesus is that great physician. Until man's soul, that is filled with sin, calls on the name of the Lord, Romans 10:13, there can be no lasting healing of the body. Man is comprised of a spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Until there is wholeness in all our being, there can be no lasting healing of the body. Sin has dealt a blow to our wholeness, but we have a Savior. Godliness has promise in this life and in the life to come, 1 Timothy 4:8. For in godliness you are putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6:10 18. Don't get me wrong, the effects of sin is still working in this fallen world, and will be until the coming of our Lord. But we can draw a miracle from the age to come, and bring it into this fallen age. These are signs that Jesus said would follow His believers. Mark 16:15-20.